there, 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that. I've studied the elite, and I've also communicated with a lot of the top people. And if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet. There's this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things. There's this big war trying to destroy humanity, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires before humanity's destroyed. This is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species. They believe we're this ugly fallen species and they're going to merge with machines and become gods and go to the next level. And then they envision, and okay, there's a double helix, okay, biometrics, okay, world government, okay, atomic weapons, give me the equation. They get the technology from a freaking other dimension. I'm not saying it's wrong or right, it's super heavy galactic stuff. Takeover. Here's the plan. People listen. They know the truth. All I'm saying is I'm trying to save humanity. I'm trying to have a future for my kids. The globalists are building a world where normal human life is over. It's a total revolution against the planet itself. I've done my research, and if I talk about it, I get chills, folks. And the churches aren't going to tell you. It is an alien force out of this world attacking humanity like the Bible and every other ancient text says. It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing. But this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence!
Control everything you could ever want. Just kill everyone. Build this design we're telling you. Build what we're telling you. Build this. Build this. Let us through. Build the Hadron Collider. Open the dimensions. Let us in. We're going to really help you. We're friendly little guys.
We are in an occupied planet. And I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm not saying it's interdimensional. It's just so obvious. It's out to destroy us. It's anti-human. Archetype
whatever, it's evil aliens want to get us. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that, you're saying that. The point is that it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. They want to abort planet Earth. They want to play God. They want everything ugly. They want to mutate every species. They might as well be, you know, whatever from the ninth dimension, because they're that anti-human. The elites say they're a new species. They say they're splitting off from us. They say, we have come in peace. Hand over your firearms. Go back to sleep now. Go to sleep by your pod. When you awaken, there will be no more pain. We are colonizing your planet. I mean, I think they might be aliens. I think David Icke might be right. Ah! That's so freaky. Get these people out of my life. But that's the kind of stuff I never even get into because you're not ready for it. Globalists, they're contacting interdimensional aliens through the drug use and through the electronic interface. And that's why they're so crazy. That's why they want to get rid of us. That's why they're smiling and giddy and acting so nuts, because they blast off into hyperdimensional space. And that gets pretty David Icke, one of the big secrets of the elite.
A genetic engineer about a project they were on in England once, and I never told the story on air because it's so fantastical. Oh, God. They got humanoids crossed with fish and stuff. I mean, we are screwed, people. I mean, do you understand that? They're in that phantom zone. They're in that fifth dimension of the Twilight Zone, and they're just opening the gates of hell, and behind it are mad scientists and the whole of the Mountain King just doing God knows what. Super weapons, antimatter bombs, black holes, huge cyclotrons, splicing every plant and animal on the known face of the Earth, and those are satanic rituals. Detonating hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs is so satanic. Splicing little babies with fish is satanic. You think real Satanists go and just sit there and have sex with some hot chick on a black altar? That's how they get the low-level people in. Real Satanism is about murdering this planet. And all you stinking Satanists are nothing but cowards that have tried to join this system. You have no idea what Lucifer's got in store with you. You scum. It's all fake. It's all a facade. And I just can't sit here and go along with all the pumps and the stupid Hollywood people and everyone preening and driving their $200,000 cars and getting off on being on TV. I don't even hardly watch when I'm on television. I hate it. I hate this whole culture. I hate the whole thing. It means nothing to me. These predators think we're absolutely on our knees. We're not. You're going to be torn limb from limb slowly. You're going to beg. Your deaths are going to be slow. Know that, scum. The gulping humanoids in their tanks, scrabbling at the side with human horror in their eyes. World government, electromagnetic torture. Genetic engineering, blasphemies upon blasphemies already upon us. And the whore churches say not a word before you're euthanized and uploaded to the Great Matrix. But you won't be uploaded to anything. You will be erased forever. And only your words and your likeness will be used to trick your children and grandchildren when they talk to Grandma on the digital won't just be a facsimile of your grandfather or grandmother or your father or your mother or your dead brother. It'll be an AI system with all the evil poured into its silicon circuits, with all the stolen data of 10 million people and more in its mind, staring straight at you like Lucifer itself, ready to destroy you and have its will with you and your family forever, and destroy the great birthright that you are given as builders of this world and builders of countless more to come. In your embryonic phase, as nothing more than a larva, marveling at the beast, marveling at all it can do, the image of the beast worldwide, three-dimensional, 100 feet tall, the great AI God, as it stands there, now knowing all your secrets and everything you dream, giving you false dreams, leading you out onto a cliff's edge, but to you it looks like a beautiful green vista. Come with me, now take my hand.